The Monkey and the Crabs. A monkey was trudging along a mountain path one day, talking to himself.
"Oh, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse," he muttered. "Isn't there anywhere I can find something to eat?"
Just then, he came upon a persimmon seed on the ground.
"Can't exactly fill my belly up with this," he complained.
A mother crab happened by, carrying a rice ball in her pincers. And the monkey, scheming to pinch it from her, said,
"Why, good day, Mrs. Crab. I've got something really splendid here for you. It's a persimmon seed. See, all you've got to do is plant it, and you'll have more persimmons than you can shake a stick at."
"But there are hungry children waiting for me at home, and I have to get back with this rice ball for them."
"But look, eat a rice ball and what's left of it?"
"Nothing.
A persimmon seed, on the other hand, will give you fruit every year."
The crab was in two minds, but eventually she traded the rice ball for the seed. She planted the seed the moment she got home. Then she and her children watered the plant, waving their pincers about and singing this song.
"If you don't hurry and sprout, we'll snip you right out. Hurry and sprout, hurry and sprout. Hurry, little seed, hurry and sprout."
Believe it or not, a little sprout sprouted right out of the ground and started to grow leaves. Before they knew it, the sprout was a tree, and the tree was bearing fruit over all its branches. The mother crab and her children were jumping for joy. But try as she may, she just couldn't climb up the trunk of the tree. Just when they were wondering what they could do, the monkey came by.
"Leave the picking to me," he said.
The monkey dashed up the tree and the crabs watched helplessly as he picked the sweet, ripe, red persimmons and made a pig out of himself eating all of them, tossing the hard, bitter green ones down to them. Some of the hard fruit landed on the mother crab's head, injuring her. So the children crabs scampered off in a huff to fetch help from their friends, the mortar, the bee, and the chestnut. The mortar, the bee, and the chestnut came back in no time, deciding that they would give the monkey his due in his own home. When they got there, the monkey was out. So the mortar rolled up to the roof, the bee hid under the lid of a big water pot, and the chestnut half buried itself in the ashes of the open hearth. The monkey came home and went right to the open hearth.
"Brrr, it's freezing," he said, rubbing his hands over the hot ashes,
when suddenly the chestnut burst open with a loud bang and sailed smack into the monkey's face.
"Ow, that burns! Ow, ow, ow!"
he shrieked, scurrying over to the water pot and lifting its lid, when suddenly the bee flew out and stung him right in the face.
"Ow, that stings! Ow, ow, ow!"
he shrieked, rushing outside, when suddenly the mortar came tumbling down, aiming straight for his head.
"I'm sorry. I'll never be bad again,"
said the monkey, bowing in front of all of them on his hands and knees. After that, the monkey and the crabs lived in peace with each other forever and a day.